Mentioned the fellow on the mandolin, but I'll do a nice formal one now. He'll get kind of sideways with me if I don't. Originally, he hails from the state of Illinois, but he's for a long time made his home in the state of Kentucky. And from Bowling Green, Kentucky, 2009's International Bluegrass Music Association Mandolin Player of the Year. Folks, that is Jesse Brock on the mandolin. And on the fiddle over there from Western Kentucky, he's a wildcat. Yeah. great fiddler. He's been with us for over about 10 years now, I guess. And proud to have him. Hailing from Nashville, Tennessee these days, folks, that is Clayton Campbell. Our friend back there on the upright bass has been with us for 20 years. He's a terrific musician and loves to fish. That's all that they write for me to say about him. He got married last fall. He's a newlywed. Yep. Congratulations, Mike, once again. That's Michael Barber, folks. And now on the guitar, he's our banjo man and singer and older brother of the group. He's my older brother by 11 months. But we've been doing this since we were kids, trying to sing together, and one of these days it will work out. Great writer, too. That's my older brother, Eric Gibson, folks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So you have some people that did you teach them anything this week in the academy?
I don't know.
Did you just have fun? Right. Both, that's good. He's a fine fella, as many of you have probably figured that out by now. Good singer, good writer, too. Please make him feel welcome. Lee Gibson, folks.
Thank you so much.
We just finished recording a record that will be out next, about January or February, I think, first quarter of next year. And we're kind of known as writers, but the style of singing we do is very much a brother duet. And brother harmony is a very, very important part of bluegrass music. It started before bluegrass music and was carried into bluegrass by Bill Monroe, who had a duet with his brother Charlie for many years, and wound up influencing other acts with his bluegrass, such as the Louvin Brothers, and then the Everly Brothers, who influenced the Beatles, who influenced just about everybody. So it has a strong power throughout musical history, and we're going to do a song that we just recorded on that Brother Tribute record, if you don't mind. You know,